So welcome to the HoosierTalk.com podcast for small business and entrepreneurs. We're here today with Jesse Bullock, and he is an insurance agent for jessebullock.com, but he is also a director, coordinator for BNI Group, which is Business Networking International, in Terre Haute. Which has one chapter that I joined originally, and now we're starting a second chapter of BNI in Terre Haute. And Jesse, explain to everybody what BNI essentially is.
Well, BNI has been around since the 80s, and it started in California, and it's basically a business networking or network marketing group that meets weekly. The goal is to try and create network marketing and referrals through connections versus, you know, going out and buying leads or what have you. Of course, there's an investment involved, but the beauty of it is your goal is to meet and connect with people that are like-minded small business owners in your community. And the nice thing is that you get exclusivity in that you can only be the person that sells whatever thing it is. Like, for instance, I sell health insurance, so no one else could sit in the health insurance seat if that's where I was, or life insurance, or whatever the case may be. So there's not competition within that group. But what happens is you're connecting, you're building relationships, you're getting an opportunity to give, you know, in my opinion, the best type of referral, which is a warm referral, where you're actually meeting people that you know and connecting them with people that you also know and trust. And so, you know, the beauty of it is that it's really geared towards that as well. There's a lot of, you know, different things. Like, I've been seeing members of the Chamber of Commerce or, you know, the Rotary or places like that. And some of them, like the Rotary, for instance, they're really supposed to be a little more altruistic and really helping the community at large versus actually building a referral network, but also that is a byproduct of it, so that's why a lot of people join them. Or like, for instance, the Chamber of Commerce, and not all Chambers of Commerce are the same. So they may have some after-hours stuff, they may not. They may have get-togethers, they may do, you know, like ribbon cuttings and things like that, and make a big deal out of your business once, maybe, when you first join, but after that, it really depends. Whereas this is a weekly commitment, and you're there, and you get to meet and connect with people that you know, or maybe haven't known, and begin a relationship with them, and then, of course, they become your business partners, in for lack of a better word.
Yeah, true. It's just I mean, I enjoy BNI. It's like it's just a group that gets together to help advertise for everybody else's business. You know, it's a networking group of like-minded individuals that wish to help everybody else's business by sharing business or referring business or just letting other people know that, hey, I got a guy that does this. Why don't you call this guy first? Because I know that he gives great service or he's got a great product. It's definitely and there is some good. There is some giver's gain that goes with that. It's not like, you know, like you said, the Rotary Club or the Lions Club or everybody where they have a community goal. I think BNI is a little backwards in that, where it's a business that ends up doing a community good, just out of the goodness of everybody together.
Right. And it was really, I think, geared towards helping those small businesses that couldn't spend the multi-million-dollar advertising bill every month, you know, to get nationwide coverage and branding. So it's a way to get individual branding out there. So it's very effective for the small business owner, the guy or gal that is just starting in a new endeavor and is trying to get their name in the community, you know, because the reality is you see a bunch of these, we'll just use roofers, for instance, here where we're at in Terre Haute, you know, you think Honest Abe because they spend a lot of money on advertising.
Right, right, yes.
Some of the smaller roofers may be more effective. And they may be better and less expensive, but they're, why? Because they're not investing a lot of those dollars on the advertising. I'm not saying that's the case, but that is often what it is. And so then the nice thing is that through organic relationships that you've grown and kind of groomed through this connection network marketing, people put you on the front of their list of people to call. And then, you know, I think of myself, you know, I have hundreds of clients. And so they'll call me and say, hey, Jesse, do you do this or do you know someone that does that? And one of the first things I'm going to do is go through my Rolodex of BNI members that I trust and feel safe with, and then I'm going to refer them. And so it's really great. The other thing is that it's got a lot of technology with it. So, like, and this is what I was, you know, we talk about, like, what's the ROI on stuff. And, you know, you can run a radio spot, which is really, I think, more about name recognition than anything. But,
yeah,
you know, you can run
branding.
A radio spot. Yeah, branding, right? You can do a billboard sign, you know. But you don't always know where your business is coming from on those, whether it's even having an impact. Now, my guess at some level, it always will be. But what is it? Is it tangible? And the thing I love about BNI is you get to see firsthand, these are the referrals I handed to people, and these are the referrals I got from people in BNI. And so your initial investment of, let's just say, $650 a year, you know, you're able to see whether you made your money back. And not just that, but maybe more. And the great thing is in the group here in Terre Haute that we have had going for a year, and we're trying to launch a second group, our average is like $14,000 per person that they made over the course of the year. So they more than...
Yeah, you can definitely see your ROI on that. And I see that, too. I mean, it's definitely a good spend. I mean, you can spend a lot of money in advertising and yeah, that's branding, that's name recognition, that's letting people know that you're out there. And then if you join BNI, you know, and you get a referral somebody and they say, oh yeah, I've seen that business's advertising around town or in here, or I've heard it on the radio or I've seen it, you know, a lot of these businesses, you know, you're not going to end up buying TV because that's a big spend throughout the year. You know, if you've got a $4,000 or $5,000 budget, you know, you're doing 2 or 3 months on TV and you're done with your budget. But
I'm not mocking other types of advertising because there is a definite spot for that. I mean, those bus benches, those highway signs, those.
The radio ads and everything. Yeah, it just, BNI just reaffirms that that business is the one to go to, that business is there, that is a trusted business to use and that they have been around. And it just, you know, you see that ad or you see that bus bench or you hear that radio ad and you're like, well, maybe I'll use business with that company. But then you come into BNI and somebody gives you a referral for that business that you've seen advertised all the time. I think that definitely cements that relationship there with that business. And that's the good thing about BNI is it's a personal connection, it's a personal referral, and it's one that's probably more trusted than
just
a business card thrown out there.
Yeah, because generic advertising is just that, whereas this is specific and targeted. You know, the reality is, like, I'm not going to refer anybody to my grandma that I don't trust.
Right.
And so that's where this network marketing group is so impactful, because you end up with basically a new Rolodex of trusted people that you've met, you've talked to, you've vetted. And if you trust them, you're probably willing to refer people to them. And then also those people that you refer probably trust you. So then they're going to trust or have a lot more trust.
So do you have an actual Rolodex on your desk?
Oh, no.
Because I'm picturing that you're fluttering through that thing like I had, like everybody had, and the younger people have no idea what a Rolodex is. But it's your phone, it's your cell phone contact list with all that information written in there in pen and crossed off, and then a new email address added on there and crossed off, and a new phone number on there.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Whiteout.
And then
the whiteout,
or you flip it.
Oh, man. Going in the Wayback Machine there, Wayne. But you're right. I mean, it's our cell phones. And the reality is that I'm going to be honest with you. When I look at my cell phone now, after the years of different places I've lived and all that, and since your phone tends to go with you, and, like, thankfully with the advent of Google and stuff, like, it keeps our
phone
on there. So if you lose your phone, you keep your contacts and things like that. And so I was just looking through my phone the other day, and I don't know how many thousand people I have in there. And I don't even remember some of them. You know, I put them in there, and so I've actually gotten in the habit of putting notes behind each person's name because...
Yeah, I've started to do that, fill out that contact list a little more. And I was just thinking, you know, this is like the old Rolodex. And, you know, I don't have people, a lot of people's emails. And but I go through and I start to fill that out with current relevant contacts and stuff like that. And then you have this BNI contact list because, you know, your initial investment in BNI is not a huge amount. It's really not. But it, the payoff in the long run, I mean, even if you went through the whole year and didn't make a single sale, the referrals and the contacts and the networking that you make from that is far worth the small initial investment for that. Yeah. And we do meet here in the library. But if somebody would like to join BNI, they can get a hold of us. We'll have some notes in the show note where they can go. It's BNI Terre Haute One. They can do a search for that on social media.
The other thing I think that I would throw in there, Wayne, is you mentioned it. You mentioned Giver's Gain, and I think that's probably one of my favorite things about BNI is that they kind of have the, if you will, the golden rule kind of built into the first guiding principle, as they call them, which is, you know, start by giving. And the reality is when somebody gives you something, what's your natural tendency?
To reciprocate. Yeah, to give back. And, right. And I think that amplifies itself when you have a group of people that are doing that.
And especially because we get to meet, not just during the meetings, but we meet on one-to-ones and we get to find out about each other's families and about each other's business and their history and what makes you, for instance, like I know Wayne, I know your history. And so I have a vested personal desire to see you succeed because I understand who you are and that your character is of impeccability. Like, I trust you. I would hand you the keys to my house and know that I would get them back and that nothing would be missing. And, that, you know, those are invaluable. And to me, that outweighs any financial, you know, like I'm going to personally call most of the people in BNI on a personal level. Even if I had some problems, I know I could trust most of them. And so like, it's just so much deeper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is it is about business and there's no bones about it.
Right. It's about business, but it also builds trust and it also builds relationship and it builds a network of family members and, you know, everybody feels supportive of one another.
Well, the other thing I like is that we get to give a one-minute presentation of every week, so we're always getting to sell our business, but then like once every probably quarter or close to it, everybody gets to do a 10-minute presentation where that's really where you get to go deep in your business with the whole group. And I don't know that I've ever been to one of those 10-minute presentations that I think about it. They're going, man, I learned something really new or really great or something that wouldn't benefit me to know or maybe just add to my knowledge base.
Yeah, true. I love
learning, so.
Yeah, there is. And BNI does have some great podcasts, and they do have some great education tools, and they do have some great networking tools and networking education. So if you are a small business or an entrepreneur and you're wanting to start something or you've already started something and you just can't get that steam engine chugging and you don't have thousands to put into TV or radio or other type of advertising, definitely you just send me an email, wayne@wabashmedia.com, and we will send you some BNI information for your Terre Haute or Bloomington location. Yeah. Martinsville area, I think Martinsville, Morgantown.
Yeah,
they're all over the place. Evansville.
Yeah.
So, yeah, BNI, Business Networking International. Local chapters are in Terre Haute and Bloomington. And if you want to sign up or go to a meeting, get in touch with us, and we'll send you right away.
Yeah, JesseBullock.com. I'll get you there, too.
Yeah. All right. And if you need some insurance, yeah, JesseBullock.com.
Yeah, I can do that, too.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right.